FM's Morning Focus.
Brought to you by Shannon Heritage. Our King John's Castle Visitor Centre brings to life over 800 years of local history. Shannon Heritage, bringing our history closer to you.
This morning we're asking whether having drugs for personal use should be a crime. Decriminalising the possession of small amounts of heroin, cannabis and ecstasy is an option being proposed in the upcoming National Drug Strategy. The document, which is due to be out before the summer, will recommend looking at what other countries do when someone is caught with a small amount of drugs for personal use. Those in favour argue that prosecuting is counterproductive for the person and expensive for society, and that alternative options could lead to better access to treatment and rehabilitation. I'm joined this morning by Ellen O'Neill, counsellor in the private sector working in Ennis and who has significant experience working with drug users, and will also be speaking with Fine Gael, a member of Shannadairn, Senator Martin Conway. Ellen, good morning to you. You're very welcome to the programme.
Good morning.
You've been watching this presumably pretty carefully. Is it as easy as it sounds? Would it have the benefits that are being mentioned, decriminalising possession of small amounts of drugs, do you think?
I think it would have the benefit of not having people put in jail or prison. That costs a lot of money to do that. And most people that are addicted to drugs, are they need help. They need medical help. So I think the money that's spent on putting people in prison or jail could be better spent on treatment. Those people need compassion, I suppose. Mm-hmm. There's also the issue then if people want to use drugs for personal use, you know, that's their choice, as long as they're not harming themselves. Now, I do a lot of work with families where there's addiction. We're talking about addiction versus personal use or recreational use. They're two different things.
Yes, of course. Martin Conway joins me, Fine Gael Senator, based here in Clare, joins me on the line. Martin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Do you see the benefits, or where do you stand in relation to decriminalising the possession of small amounts of drugs? It's a very a bit of a minefield, I'd say.
Well, look, there's a big difference, I suppose, between decriminalising somebody who is found in possession of soft drugs and making them legal. In other words, you know, somebody who is caught in possession of a small amount of cannabis, for example, you know, they're not going to have a criminal record and they're not going to face, you know, prosecution through the courts. And you have a lot of young people now who may experiment with soft drugs when they're in college, for example, and in 10 years after leaving college then find they can't get a visa to go to the United States because they were found in possession of cannabis when they were a young fella in college 10, 15 years ago. You know, so from a practical, basic, common sense perspective, I think that, you know, we're going to have to think outside the box when it comes to this particular issue. And I suppose my own knowledge of this has been garnered from being a member of the Joint Oireachtas Committee for Justice since I was elected to Shannon back in 2011. And, you know, for a long time, there was a narrative, particularly among, I suppose, advocates who believed we needed to adopt a different approach, that we should look at other models, particularly the Portuguese model, where in the first instance, if somebody is found in possession of small amounts of soft drugs, it's considered, it's not a criminal offence and it effectively is decriminalised. And secondly then, you know, the whole issue of drug use falls within the remit of the Department of Health as opposed to being considered as part of the Department of Justice. So in other words, you know, if it is within the Department of Health, well, then it's the responsibility lies to provide the addiction supports and services and so forth. That has worked extremely well in Portugal. And as a result of the Portuguese approach, crime on the streets of Portugal is a lot less than it is in other European cities. So as part of the Joint Committee on Justice, I went to Portugal to see firsthand, you know, the practical implications of this and how it's working on the ground. And while obviously Portugal still has its problems, you know, they have dealt with a lot of the drug addiction in a far a more effective way than a lot of other cities. So we came back then and we brought in all of the stakeholders into the Oireachtas committee and engaged. And there seemed to have been a consensus among people who are practicing in the area, be it councillors, be it advocacy groups, non-governmental organisations and so forth, that we needed to look at this approach. So the committee did recommend towards the end of the last Oireachtas term that we would at least start a conversation in that whole area.
So it would be a case going forward, if passed and so forth, that it would be more a slap on the wrist rather than a criminal conviction for certain quantities of drugs, presumably.
Yes, that would be, I suppose, the thinking path, to be quite honest with you. And I suppose following on from the work that was done by the previous committee, I am also on the present Justice Committee, and next week at our meeting we're looking at how we can develop on the work that was done and maybe come up with some concrete proposals, because obviously there is the issue of how much drugs is considered a small quantity. How many times would somebody be found in possession before it actually is considered a crime as opposed to a health issue? So, you know, it's a minefield. You know, what we need to do is look at international best practice. I think we have a job of work done already in terms of establishing that certainly the way it's been done in Portugal is very workable. But, like, obviously, what we want to do is to recommend to government the very, very best approach possible. Because, to be quite frank about it, you know, our courts are overloaded with people found in possession of small quantities of drugs, and it is not the way forward, because unfortunately drugs are a part of every community now, whether we like it or not. So we're going to have to adopt a new, more modern approach in terms of how we deal with it and how we work to ensure that people who have developed an addiction to drugs get the necessary treatment and help to come off them.
You were saying, Ellen, a few moments ago that, you know, because there is a difference between addiction and personal use or recreational use, I think the words were, you were making the point that in some cases where people have very small amounts of drugs, that they're being dragged through the court system, it's a pressure, as Martin was saying, on the court system as well. Do you think, as I was putting to Martin there, that a slap on the wrist instead of a criminal conviction is the way to go? But that would have to be, of course, very, very well laid out in terms of the quantities, what's considered a small quantity of drugs. A slap on the wrist instead of a conviction?
Yeah, I think that's probably the way to go. Excuse me. I do think, as he said, it is a minefield. We have to figure out what is a small quantity. Of course, a larger quantity I would look at as somebody's actually dealing, not just using for personal use. Not just the small, what is a small quantity and over what period of time are they using it?
And many times they're stopped or caught as well.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine, Martin, that the legislation and the report would be very, very detailed in that respect.
Absolutely, Pat. And I suppose, look, at even in the last 6 years since I became a member of the Oireachtas, society has moved on. Like if we were having this discussion 5 or 6 years ago, people would be texted in expressing their horror at the notion of decriminalising the use of soft drugs and people found in possession of soft drugs. I would suggest, you know, that even among the public themselves, you know, there is now a realisation that, look, you know, the system that's there at the moment clearly isn't working, and we need now to look at the system from a different perspective and be a little bit more imaginative, because, like, you know, there's a huge amount, a significant amount of our people and our citizens who unfortunately have drug addictions, and you know, that is a health issue. It's not a justice issue, and I think that as legislators we have to be shown to lead the way, and we have to lead the way in terms of, you know, what is best practice internationally. I mean, it's pointless in a young fella who was found with a small amount of cannabis when he's 18 or 19 years of age in college in Galway, when he's 30 years of age, trying to make a life for himself with his visa to go and work in the United States, that one conviction would come against him. I think that most fair-minded people would consider that probably over the top.
You but actually raised, Martin, one of the issues I was going to ask you about. Sorry for cutting across you. The public perception of all this. Have times changed so much that the public perception has changed as well?
I would say that they're changing as opposed to have changed. Certainly, I think, there is a realisation now among the vast majority of people that, you know, we need to deal with this in a different way, with a different mindset, I suppose, with a different set of principles. And I suppose as legislators, I very much would see our role as leading and, you know, being out there, coming up with more realistic solutions and a more realistic pathway to dealing with this problem. Using a hammer to break a nut, it's not the way forward. And somebody found a possession, they need to be encouraged to look at there is a better way in life, as opposed to bringing them into court, giving them a criminal conviction, and it's on their record then for whatever guard of anything they do going forward in their lives. So look, I think that we have a long way to go. The last Justice Committee was brave. We had a Minister, Eoghan Reardon, at the time, who was brave as well in terms of putting this onto the agenda. I think we now need to move forward and come up with very firm recommendations on, you know, what constitutes small quantities. If somebody is found repeatedly with quantities of drugs, does that then become a crime? Does a huge amount of work, and indeed the chairman of the committee, Kibi McQuillan, has asked us all to encourage anybody out there who has an opinion on this to make contact with us. So I would say to anybody in County Clare, to Ellen or any of her people, or indeed anyone involved in, I suppose, the coal face of drugs within the county, that, you know, if they wish their opinions to be heard on this particular issue, to make contact with my office, because, you know, I would be very happy to articulate the viewpoint from County Clare, into whatever recommendations the committee do come forward with in the coming period of time.
Okay, Martin, the phone line unfortunately is giving us a small bit of grief, but thank you so much for your time, Fine Gael member of Shannon Éireann, Senator Martin Conway. Ellen, before we let you go, Ellen O'Neill, do you think that public perception has changed, that Martin is saying is changing, that people will become more tolerant in relation to this proposal, that if someone is caught with a very small amount of drugs and not very often and not very much and not over a very big period of time, do you think that society would get in behind any new programme or any new proposal?
I think they might. I think there's more education needed. Excuse me. I agree with him, with Martin, that it's changing, not changed. The perception, I think even the word decriminalisation, I think most people don't really understand what does that mean, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. I often think too about alcohol, which is a drug, and we don't criminalise people, we don't throw them in jail or prison for having amounts of alcohol. It's a drug like any other drug, except it's legal. And
it's their actions they're punished for, of course, not for having it or
exactly,
drinking it.
Exactly, yes. Yep. And where small quantities of drugs, which are now illegal, there is no point, and I agree with him, there's no point in criminalizing someone, particularly young people, as they go forward in life, especially if they're using marijuana, cannabis, hash.
Yeah.
And often people give it up as they grow older.
The novelty wears off or
the novelty wears off. No, unfortunately, some people don't. Some people get addicted.
Addicted, of course, yeah. We'll wait and see, and I think we're going to have details or more details on the National Drug Strategy in the coming weeks. And thank you so much, Ellen, for coming in. Ellen O'Neill is a councillor working here in Ennis, and we also spoke to Senator Martin Conway on the programme.
Clare FM's Morning Focus, the voice of the Banner County.